Boker Tov Rabotai, today is Yom Chamishim Shabbat Kodesh, Leseder Bamidbar. Today is Koach. No, I'm sorry. Today is Kaz, Zach Be'Iyar. We are on the bottom of Resh Nun. V'yesh Perush Nosaf, another explanation of the Pasuk that we discussed yesterday. L'cha levadecha chatati, v'ara'a be'enecha asiti, l'ma'an titzdak bedovrecha tizkeh b'shoftecha. How do we explain the Pasuk? Shelo haya kan chit ba'avurecha. כאומר, אכתב ואשוב, שכאילו חטא על מנת שיבקש אחר המעשה סליחה. דוד המלך is saying, I didn't sin with the intention of doing תשובה and then sinning again, as the Gemara says. האומר, אכתב ואשוב, אכתב ואשוב, a person who says, I'll sin and then I'll do תשובה. אין מספיקים בידו לעשות את התשובה. שמיים, they don't give him the opportunity to do תשובה. That wasn't the nature of my sin, says דוד המלך, אלא, שלאחר שכבר חטא, מבקש סליחה למען שיתגדל שמו, יתברך בעולם. After I already sinned, I'm asking you now, למען שמך הגדול, to make a קידוש השם, to please forgive me. והיינו מצד התוצאה, שלאחר מעשה, נודע שכביכול עשה את העבירה, בכדי שיגדל שם הקדוש ברוך הוא. ולא שמתחילה נתכוון לכך, שאלה לא חטא על דעת כן. דוד המלך says, at the end of the day, like retroactively, I found out that the reason, not the reason why, but the tutsa'ah, the outcome of my sin is that by you now forgiving me, Hashem, you will engender a Kiddush Hashem. Not that I thought about this to begin with. Oh, I'm sinning on menat to create a Kiddush Hashem. That's great, right? I'm going to do avirot in order to present this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, oh, Hashem, now you have an opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem. Lo kacha. It's like, big time. Yeah. Lachin, David HaMelech says, no, I wasn't thinking about that to begin with. I didn't even realize b'shas ma'isa that it was an avirah. And now that I realize that it was a chet, I'm asking you to be mochel lema'an shimcha agadol. That's another way to understand the pasuk. Tov. V'efshal lefaresh od be'akdim divrei Rashi. Rashi says, interesting, in the sugya of Uriah. She'uriah chiti kodem she'yatza le'milchama giresh et ishto al tenai. She'kasher yashuv itbatel aget. והחטא של דוד המלך היה מצד שהיה לו לחשוש שמא אוריה לא ימות, שכן אמנם נתברר למפרע שהייתה פנויה, אבל בשעה שלקחה לא ידע שימות לבסוף, נמצא שהיה כאן צד עבירה במחשבה. Which means, תכלס, was דוד המלך פוגע באשת איש when he was with בת-שבע? No, because תכלס, אוריה died in the war, ממילא the get was חל למפרע, right? Because all of them gave a get when they went out to war, and they gave it me'achshav. So when he died, le'mafreya, she was already a pnuya at the time that David HaMelech was with her. So where was the issue? Rashi says, the issue was be'machshava. At the time that David was with her, he didn't know for sure yet that he wasn't going to come back. He should have been choshesh. Maybe he will come back. And if Uriah comes back from the war, then what? Then the get is going to be mitbatel, and then she'll be eshet ish.
The get chal while he's at war before he dies?
No. The get is chal. When he dies, lemafreya, it kicks in from the day he gave it.
So what benefit does it go lemafreya for? Why are we going to go lemafreya if it's only chal when he dies?
Not chal when he dies. It wasn't chal when he dies. The get kicks in me'achshav lemafreya from when he gave it.
That in between period, it's not chal.
Correct. Now, so that was how Rashi in Ketubot explains David HaMelech's chet. ומה שאמרו כל האומר דוד חטא אינו אלא טועה, היינו מפני שאילו יחטא אדם לחברו, ולבסוף התגלה שלא חטא, אורגון שגנב כסף מפלוני, ולבסוף נתגלה שהיה ממון שייך לו, הרי התברר שלא חטא לו. Which means, when Chazal say, in מסכת שבת, that דוד המלך did not sin, okay? What does that mean? It's like, למה הדבר דומה? You go and steal something from somebody. And then it turns out, afterwards, when you steal, shear today's early. 10:15. Huh? In theory, yes, but they're not here yet. Yeah, so, anyway. Kitzer, so, it's like when you go steal something from someone, and then, like, you stole it, and then somebody tells you, oh, by the way, that money or that object actually belongs to you. So what? It's like you're mitkaven, but it turns out, tachlis, that you didn't sin. So, he says the same thing with David HaMelech. וכמוכן, בת שבע, שבאמת הייתה ראויה ומזומנת לדוד. דוד המלך already knew that בת שבע was his zivuk. He knew that Biruach HaKodesh. And tachlis, at that moment, she ended up being a pnuya. Ela she'asa teshuvah mipnei she'baotah sha'a lo yada mikach. He wasn't fully aware of that at the moment he was with her. וכמו אישה שבעלה הפר לה, והיא לא ידעה ועברה על נדרה, שצריכה סליחה וכפרה. Like a woman who made a nidr, and she transgressed it, she didn't know that her husband was mefir, he annulled the nidr, and she transgressed it anyway, even though tachlis, she didn't transgress. But she needs תשובה וכפרה, for what? For thinking that she didn't עבירה. ונמצא שבפועל לא עשה דוד המלך עבירה, ומצד דין אשת איש לא חטא, כי נתגלה למפרע שהייתה פנויה, אלא שמאחר, והקדוש ברוך הוא אמר בתורה, והשם יסלח לה, ללמד שגם על מחשבת עבירה צריך סליחה וכפרה, even for just the thought, ביקש ואמר, לך לבדך חטאתי. That's why דוד המלך says, I only sinned to you. I didn't sin בן אדם לחברו. There was no sin of אשת איש. דוד says, לך לבדך חטאתי. My only sin was במחשבה to you, הקדוש ברוך הוא. That's the פשט מהפסוק. שרק לפי הנראה בעיני השם, היה כאן חטא. It's a nice deal. חזק מאוד. Yeah, he says, ואם דוד המלך, שנמצא אצלו, רק דבר הנראה עבירה, הייתה לו, he's a kid in my shul, Shlomo, he's like, not even three yet, I think maybe he just turned three, and then, I don't know, he came, gave me, he told me something on Shabbat, and I told him, Shkoye. And every time he sees me, he says, Shkoye. It's cute. חזק, אה?
כן.
Anyway. ואם דוד המלך שנמצא אצלו, רק דבר הנראה עבירה, הייתה לו הכרה עמוקה בחטאו, והתפלל לה הקדוש ברוך הוא והתענה בכדי שיסלח לו, even though דוד המלך realized the only חטא was במחשבה, but look how much he cried and begged הקדוש ברוך הוא for מחילה, because he realized the severity of what he had done. כל שכננו, שבאמת עשינו לא טוב, שיש לנו להכיר החטאים ולבקש סליחה וכפרה, certainly us, we realize that we've not only thought bad, but done bad, we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for slicha v'chapara. ולכן, בעל התשובה צריך להתוודות מעומק הלב, it's got to come from the depths of your heart, when you're מתוודה, when you confess. וכפי גדלותו של אדם, כך חרטתו יותר גדולה. ולמשל, ילד קטן שמצטער על משהו שנעשה לו, אם ישיח דעתו, לאחר רגע כבר ישכח על מה הצטער קודם. אבל אדם מבוגר שבא לידי צער ורוגז, וינסו להסיח דעתו על ידי כלי זמר שיביאו לפניו, ירגז ויתכעס עוד יותר. Says a little kid, if he's upset about something, if you just kind of distract him with something, what happens now? He gets over it. A few minutes later, he doesn't even remember what he was upset about. But an adult, imagine an adult is really upset about something, or he's really bitzar about something. And you try to distract him, and you bring music or whatever, he'll get more upset at you because like, what are you trying to distract me for? I'm upset about something serious. וכן, גם בעניין החרטה, אדם גדול מכיר יותר בגדלות הקדוש ברוך הוא, an adult should recognize the greatness of Hashem more, ולכן יש לו להצטער על עבירות ולבקש מהשם שיעזרו, שלא יבוא עוד הפעם לידי החטא, so that you shouldn't come another time לידי חטא. The less you realize the impact of your sin, the more immature you are. Maturity demands that you understand the implication of your actions more, and the fact that you need to come clean before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, otherwise you're just immature. Yiratzon she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yislach lanu al ha'avar ve'yizakenu lilmod ulamed lishmo v'na'asu l'kayem amen ken yiratzon she'bi chozer b'tshuva shlema. Yom tov, Shabbat shalom.